Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Yeah, if I received a call from my Capital One where you tried charging me $57. On the 13th, I supposedly paid shipping for a air purifier, and then now you have me on a reoccurring bill. I want
Can I have your zip code to locate that, please?
60002.
60002. And your name?
Timothy Hicks.
Thank you. I have Tim Hicks here. And can you confirm a shipping address, please?
41315 Elaine Road, Antioch, Illinois, 6002.
Thank you. Let me take a look at this for you. Okay, sir. So I see a $7.95 charge for a shipping and handling charge for a purifier. That was on 4/13. That was a free gift. That was a free gift, so you can be enrolled in the factory direct stores. And they tried to bill you the membership fee. What they do for the membership, they send you a gift card of $125, and you're supposed to use that on their website to order things. But they do bill their members $56.95. Did you want to be a part of that membership?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and cancel this so we can prevent that from going through. Give me 1 second. I have a cancellation number if you like it.
Yes, please.
It's C as in cancel. 259-763-271.
Okay.
And that is canceled. Is there anything else I can help you out with?
Okay, they've also canceled the $7.95 for the purifier because I don't want nothing to do with you guys.
I am sorry, sir. It already shipped to you. I can't stop that shipment. But I canceled the membership, so we won't bill you the membership, but you just paid for the shipping for your gift, and it's already on its way. Should be delivered to you by the 18th.
All right, because I called and canceled to my credit card. So.
Called and canceled what, sir?
Anything to do with you. Shipping from the one and the $57 for the other. So I did not authorize it.
The 56 so. Something, I already, it's declined. So that was never billed to you, and I canceled it. So.